October 10 is World Mental Health Day. Kasama ang Mental Health PH, Empowered Talks Podcast will share 5 personal stories featuring mga kwentong paghilom submitted by our community members. If you or a loved one needs help, please contact the National Center for Mental Health 24/7 Crisis Hotline through 02-1553 for Luzon-wide landline, 0917-899-8797 for Globe and TM subscribers, and 0908-639-2672 for Smart, Sun, and TNT subscribers. The emergency numbers will be included in the description of this episode. Our third featured letter today is from Aliana Marie, and she shared her journey of healing and self-discovery.
My journey with PTSD and depression was a path I never imagined I would tread. The weight of trauma and the creep of darkness seemed to suffocate every aspect of my life. In those moments, I felt lost and broken, questioning my worth and wondering if I would ever find light again. Little did I know that this journey would lead me to a place of healing, self-discovery, and the profound realization that my feelings are valid. In the depths of despair, I sought help, reaching out to mental health resources in the Philippines like the Seeds of Courage and the Garden of Compassion Self-Care Kit. These resources became my companions on the path to healing, helping me navigate through the darkness with renewed courage and compassion. With each step, I began to unearth the seeds of courage within myself. I faced the painful memories and allowed myself to grieve. I learned that healing is not linear, but a journey of progress and setbacks. The self-care kit reminded me that it's okay to take one step at a time, embracing moments of vulnerability and finding strength in the act of self-compassion. As I nurtured this garden of compassion within, I discovered the transformative power of kindness. I realized that my feelings are valid, that it's okay to acknowledge and embrace them. I learned to be gentle with myself, treating my heart and my mind with the same care I would offer to a dear friend. Through the journey of healing, I found my voice and realized that I am my own person, capable of giving light to others. I became an advocate, spreading mental health awareness and promoting kindness as a beacon of hope for those who may be treading similar path. In my darkest moments, I questioned if I would ever find light again. But I can now say with conviction that I have found it. Not just for myself, but for others as well. My journey is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the power of seeking support and compassion. I share my story with the hope that it may be a glimmer of light for those who feel lost and broken. You are not alone, and your feelings are valid. Seek the seeds of courage within you. Nurture the garden of compassion, and know that you have the strength to heal and find light once again. With kindness and purpose, let us walk through this journey together, supporting one another on our path to healing and self-discovery. May we be beacons of light, illuminating the world with empathy and understanding, one step at a time. With love and gratitude, Aliana Marie. Thank you so much for sharing your story to us. Your testament is really a proof that seeking help is important and communities enabled safe spaces for healing and recovery. If you want to share your story or gusto mo ng kausap, you can always send a message to Mental Health PH on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You don't have to do this alone. With Mental Health PH, lagi't lagi may karamay ka.